Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then lube up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, 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 hello.
Welcome back to another week here at By the By.
Welcome and bienvenue, sexy people.
Yeah.
If you want to support us, you can keep our lights on. How do you do that? You support us at any level on www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast, and you'll get instantly whisked away into our amazing Discord server with all of our wonderful, sexy, delightful, funny humans.
Yeah, so not me.
Well, you're in there. And
you're Angela, the pretty one.
Yes.
We are currently sitting here with the amazing gentleman and the delightfully dashing Kobe and the sparkling, wonderfuckle person that is Judy.
Evening.
Hi.
Morning.
Or, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
whatever time of day it is.
We are doing our continuation of this is the final. This is the Return of the Jedi. This one has Ewoks in it, which is
what I was going to say. The Ewoks, yeah. Wait, I'm the Ewok?
You're the Ewok. And yes. So, or this is the worst of the Godfather trilogy. This could be, I don't know, the best or the worst, depending on who you are, of the Indiana Jones. I don't know. I like Junior. So
we named the dog Junior.
Yeah.
We named the dog Indiana.
I think the worst one's coming out next year, isn't it?
No, the worst one came out, the Dial of Destiny.
Oh, that's already out. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But the last one, the Crystal Skull, had fucking, why do we need aliens?
I don't know.
Anyway,
yeah,
doesn't matter. But if they do can you imagine if they did like an Indiana Jones and Sigourney Weaver crossover of the Raiders of the Lost Alien?
Oh, that'd be good.
Raiders of the Lost Covenant.
I mean.
Raiders of the Lost Covenant. Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Do you know what is relevant?
What?
The next Pendulum Party.
It is. And that is February.
9th.
Oh, yeah.
February 9th.
February 9th. That's what I said. Only I said it in Alien Covenant language. February 9th. Shut up.
Talking of face suckers.
It's true.
Nice segue.
Nice, yes. Not just something we can ride anymore. I'm talking about the gentleman. So, yes, the next Pendulum Party is February 9th.
Yes. So if you're in Sydney, come join us. If you're not and you want to be, come join us. Just, you know, just make it to Sydney. It's fine. Yeah. It's easy.
It's easy. How hard can it be? Just do it.
Short flight away for many people.
I think that's everything. Let's dive right into this. So if you've not been paying attention, the past few episodes that we've released are parts one and two of this long list of, quote, records, mostly Guinness Book, but I think we're moving out of the Guinness Book now, that Angela has coagulated. What's the word I'm looking at?
Compiled.
And this time the gentleman is in. So apparently he gets a prorated, which I am vehemently fighting against.
We'll see how he does.
We treat him like we do celebrity guests on Jeopardy, and he's just there to make money for his charity, and he is not taken seriously.
Fine.
Who's my charity?
And which charity are you playing for today?
The Save the Bradford Foundation.
Save the Bradford Foundation, apparently. Yep.
It's the cult.
I'll take anal bum covers for 1,000 out. Yes. All right, Angela, and go.
Okay, so as Bradford said, we are moving out of the facts that are on the Guinness World Records site and into ones that are compiled from other places, other sites, and...
Are they still verifiable?
I mean, generally, yes. And I'm going to... I actually found basically a similar list, multiple articles, blog posts, etc., and they had the same text. So I'm just going to read the text from it, and so many of them will say, at this thing, by these people, whatever. So you'll see how verifiable they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Okay, so the one we're going to start with today is the most orgasms in 1 hour. Your options are 67, 134, 178, or 256.
256, that's a pretty high baud rate. I bet she was laying there going,
So for clarification, is this by one person?
Yeah. Yes.
Or
yes.
Is it just, or is there 254 people in a room that have a minute?
No, a single person in 1 hour.
Jesus.
Well, there was that person that was in, I'm not going to reveal that until after.
Oh.
All right, so what's
dirty
your guess?
Pool.
I'm going to ask for the answers again.
For the record, 256 is more than 4 a second.
So 67, 134, 178, 256.
I think I'm going to go with the 134 just because 64 sounds reasonable. What was the last one? 200 and something? That's just ridiculous.
256.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's like a – that's on fully automatic right there, isn't it?
I'll go the third one.
Okay.
You're going to go fully automatic?
Mm. No, 178. She's going in between.
Oh, 178.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the 178 as well. That equates to one every 20 seconds with two gaps in between in your hour.
Not every 20
So you got like so two glasses of water during the hour and then you're back to orgasms every 20 seconds. I think that sounds fair.
Okay.
Is that
okay.
Right? That's 256 divided by 60. Is
because 178 would be
four
like
a second.
No. He said the 178
for a minute. Sorry,
a minute. Yeah, I'm going for. Oh. I'm going with.
Okay.
I'm going with 3 a minute.
I know. I'm back to myself though. I'm sorry. I'm talking about Bradford.
All right. So what's Bradford choosing?
256.
All right. You're gonna go high. Go big.
Yeah. So okay. 256. You got.
We went the 170. Yep. Whatever it was.
And then
I feel like 64.
And
the
you had.
Though.
You said 134. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you did say that.
Isn't it ABC or was there four?
There's four.
Oh, okay.
None of us picked A because it was only 67.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I'll one a minute, one. Like, or
yeah,
these are rookie numbers. Pump that shit up.
Yeah.
Keep that bullshit to yourself.
Okay, so according to a blog post from Lilo, sex toy manufacturer,
okay,
doctors from the Center for Marital and Sexual Studies in California once observed 134 orgasms from a single woman in 1 hour. By contrast, the record for men stands.
How about the married woman?
By contrast, the record for men stands at a measly 16 orgasms in the same length of time.
Or was that just by the doctor watching this?
The married woman only had the 64.
Oh.
So I don't think I've got this one on here, but it does go on to say that similarly in 1966, a woman experienced the longest orgasm on record. It reportedly lasted for 45 seconds and resulted in 25 individual contractions. So rolling orgasms.
45 individuals contracted. What do they contract?
Uh-huh. Right. Huh. All right. So well done, gentlemen. Coming in strong.
Boo.
Don't forget, that's times by three.
I don't like this guy anymore. We need to find a new gentleman.
Good luck with that. okay, so the next up, we have the oldest pair of twin sex workers. We have 70 years old, 76 years old, 81 years old, and 84 years old. Ooh. So all pretty tight range.
Twin sex workers.
Yep.
81, go the octogenarians.
Okay,
76.
Gentlemen,
you're just waiting for my lead now, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the, there were two in the 80s, was there? Was it 81 and 84?
Yep.
I'm going to go for the 84.
Okay.
I agree with Kobe. 81 sounds good.
All right. So we're all going octogenarians then.
Wait, what did, no, Judy went 70 something.
Yeah, I went 76.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's a septuagenarian.
Right. Septuagenarian. Cool.
Which is a harder word to spell.
In 2012, Martin and Louise Falken. F-O-K-K-E-N.
Well, that's, seriously, that's their porn name, right?
That's convenient.
Then 70-year-old identical twin sisters and longtime sex workers in Amsterdam's Red Light District released their memoirs in a documentary film about their lives entitled Meet the Falkens, according to the BBC.
Fucking great.
The Falken sisters are widely considered to be the oldest twin sex workers in the business, not only for Amsterdam, where prostitution is legal, but anywhere in the world. They worked for 40 years, and so I saw some articles in 2014 that mentioned the same thing in 2012, and then in 2016 it did say that they had turned tour guides. So but they were 70 at the time that this was written in 2012. I don't know how much longer they went on beyond that. So we're going to stick with the 70 years that it was written at.
But that means they're 81 now.
Yeah, but they're turned tour guides.
With that pussy.
But they have to be sex workers still. I mean, I don't know, where are you touring? So.
And the fucking tunnels.
Yeah. The tunnels. That's it, yeah. To the left, you see the same thing to my right.
Yeah, I love it. That's so good. I mean, you know, Wow. Do what you enjoy and do it with your sister.
I'm just going to say that is fucking awesome.
Fucking A. Fucking A.
I love the fact that's in Amsterdam, too. That's the only place in the world you're going to get that.
Yeah.
Well, especially like longevity, right? Length of career kind of thing. So, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
You'd double back for that one, wouldn't you?
Oh.
I wonder if they do like a BOGO or if it's like buy one, get one at 50% off or like.
Or do they just switch out like midway and you don't know which one
it is? Don't know. Yeah. You don't know.
Oh, my God. Yes. That's great.
You're like, wow. She came back. Bouncy with vigor.
Okay. The most sexual partners in a 24-hour period.
Right, gentlemen.
So I will say a spoiler because later on it was also brought up as the same thing, but it's also the biggest gangbang, right? Uh-huh. So that gives a clue.
Okay.
So your options are 885, 919, 946, or 1037.
If you're going to go big, 1037.
All right.
What was the second highest nine number?
946.
946. I'm going to lock that one in, please, Angela.
All right.
Lock that in.
I'm going to go 1,000 plus, 1,037, I think.
All right, cool.
I'll go the second one, whatever the second one was.
919?
Sounds fine.
919, baby.
Somebody went the 1,000.
I don't think it's 919 because that is the area code for
North Carolina.
And we are from North Carolina, so Angela, yeah.
Maybe that's where it happened.
Ooh.
Okay. The holder of this record is widely considered to be porn star Lisa Sparks, who at an event in Warsaw, Poland, reportedly had sex with 919 men back to back within a period of 24 hours.
Is that what I said? That was what I said.
No, that is not what you said.
What did I say?
No. Judy got that one. Oh, yeah.
What did I say? I said the nine number.
I love that. There were two nine numbers. I love how every answer he gives, that's what I said. And it's not what you said. We have a recording.
That's
what
least, you said. That's at least worth 1.5 points.
So I do. I do love that the convention that this happened during is Eroticon, which is a Polish convention celebrating the third annual gangbang championship.
Are you kidding? I'd be more impressed if it was something like Bankers Anonymous. Like,
was it?
The great finance.
Was it Lisa Sparks, you said?
Yeah.
She needed more lube.
Actually,
anyone? I mean, that's a lot of friction right there, isn't it?
I get it, but it does say it is possible to see the proof online as she simply lied comfortably on a table and used a lot of lube while men took turns. So, not a lot of sparking.
Wow, how long did that take?
24 hours.
It's literally part of the question.
Sorry, lost that bit. Oh, it's just more concentrated on the numbers, obviously.
Can I turn his earphones up or his mic down?
24. So she laid there for 24 hours. So do you reckon she was asleep for part of that?
So,
sorry, I'm just getting made around the logistics. And where was I?
So I am wondering if it's like the masturbation one where like every hour they get a 5-minute break for like a bio break kind of thing. So I wonder if it's something like that where she got, you know, a couple minute breaks here and there. I don't know. Because you'd have to have a bio break at some point.
You have to have a cup of tea in there somewhere.
It's not cricket.
And a stone, maybe.
She had cream with her scones.
A little bit of Devonshire. Yeah.
And some jam.
So, Judy.
Where's the cream?
Judy, yeah. Do you know the difference between jelly and jam?
No.
God, I can't jelly my dick in your ass.
Okay, and moving on.
So, can we call your left thigh Thanksgiving and your right thigh Christmas? And let me visit you between the holidays? Those were free, by the way.
Okay. All right. So moving on. We now have the oldest male porn star. 50 years old, 60, 70, or 80?
80.
80.
Definitely 80.
Yeah, it's going to be 80 for sure.
60.
I reckon that's false. I reckon it'd be over 80. Has to be.
60.
All right. So we have two at 60 and two at 80. At 60 years old.
What? Oh, come Boo. On.
Tokyo-born, I'm going to butcher the name, Shigeo Takuda, retired from his desk job as a travel agent and took up something a little more stimulating, porn. Now well into his 80s, he has starred in more than 350 adult films and is widely considered the undisputed king of Japanese mature porn.
There's hope for us, Cody.
So yeah. I will say that because he took it up at 60... He's now in his 80s doing it. I will count both answers.
Oh,
is he still doing it?
That's what it says.
I like how he retired from what? Booking travel?
Yeah, travel agent.
And then now he books tickets to Pound Town.
Well, it does say now well into his 80s he has starred in, but it makes it sound like he still is. 350 adult films, like that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Do you think he saw an ad in the paper looking for a career change? Why not get into porn?
Well, now, you know, he was so used to asking people where they wanted to go. Now he asks them where they want him to come.
Where do you want me to go?
So, yes, I will count both 60 and 80 for that case.
Okay, so he started at 60 and he's still...
Yeah, still going.
God,
still
yeah.
going hard.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Still going. Surely he's looking...
Do you think you get long service in Australia if you've been a porn star for more than 10 years? That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to get some sort of long service leave or something.
Yeah. You have to be part of a guild, right? Like an actors union.
You have to be employed.
Is there a by a porn single union?
Person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long Schlong Guild or something like that.
Long Schlong Guild. The union.
Schlongs and dongs.
Hey, we here at Shunts and Cunts take our work very seriously.
Oh, God. Don't start talking about the dental package, whatever.
Okay, the next one up is The Oldest Virgin. Okay, y'all ready for this?
40 years. I saw that movie.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep. 80, saw it twice, so that's 80.
86, 91, 107. Or 111?
91.
Ooh. All right. We're locked in at 91 for Judy.
107.
All right. And Kobe's at 107. Gentlemen, Bradford.
What was the one between 80-something and 107?
86, 91, 107, 111.
91.
Okay.
97.
All right. Wait, there's not a 97.
God damn it.
If you can't remember, just do A, B, C, or D.
C, what was C?
107.
Let him have 97, okay? We don't need him to get any more points. He chose B and a half. He's wrong.
Give me the 107, whatever it was. C.
Okay, in 2011, UK-born secretary Clara Mead Moore died a proud virgin just before turning 108. In a public celebration of her 107th birthday.
Don't have five. You picked 97, which was not an answer. I'm going to argue in front of a tribunal that you don't get this point.
As I was saying, she reportedly told the press that the key to her longevity was her abstinence. To Mead Moore, sex and intimate relationships seemed more like a lot of hassle.
I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah.
Well, probably in the last few years, it would have been a bit of a hassle.
You mean the last 10 between 97 and 107?
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
She had to just watch the Lisa Sparks thing. She would have realized you could just lay there. Yeah,
that's true, yeah.
You don't need a relationship. I mean, come on.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Well, good for her.
Oh, respect your right to be wrong there, Bradford.
Next up is the biggest collection of penises. And these are not penises cut off of people, I will say.
I was like, wait a minute. Can we? She's like, do they have to be mounted to the person? Because I've read that book about the guy with two penises.
So we have 200, 300, 600, and 1,100.
600.
I mean, we've got 300 in this apartment alone.
907. No. I'll go the 1,100.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in at 1,100. I've seen people collect a lot of weird shit and they buy it, they store it. You got thousands of them. I'm surprised it's that low.
I'm surprised. Honestly, I'm surprised it's that low as well. Because, again, I think we have 300 in this apartment.
They call them art pieces, but are they just dildos?
Look, dude, anything's a dildo if you're brave enough. You said you had a large collection of dildos. You're just a cucumber and carrot farmer.
I thought this microphone smelled familiar.
Oh, my God. What was C, 900?
600.
So what? Will you repeat the answers, please?
200, 300, 600, 1,100.
That's a huge jump. I'm going to say 600.
Okay. So apparently the World Erotic Art Museum in Miami Beach has a lot of works, erotic works and things to browse. However, if you're looking for a collection of more than 200 penises, so somewhere just over 200 penises, you're going to have to go to the Icelandic Phallological Museum in Reykjavik, Iceland, which I've heard of this museum before.
Phallological is, it sounds like a song. Phallological. Da, 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 da.
There are whale penises, fox penises.
So they're actual penises.
Well, those probably are, yeah. And the penises belonging to characters from Icelandic folklore.
Why did you say fox penises? What are you trying to say?
So it's your one-stop penis shop.
It's a strange thing that, like, from folklore, here's the penis. So does that mean that there's a Rudolph penis somewhere and a
Santa penis?
Santa penis.
Easter bunny penis.
An Easter bunny penis.
Some people just want to hop right
on it. Fairy penis.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so what was it? Was the 1,100 the answer, was it?
Yeah, so, no, 200.
Can we get a shock collar, Graham? Can we expense a shock collar if it's for the gentleman and the podcast?
We can just get a kettle prod.
Thank you. Then, well, let's get a set of them. That way everybody can have one.
Oh, nice. I get them from both sides.
I'm pretty sure I saw a Santa penis on Discord.
Yes, there is a Santa penis.
Oh, that's right. There is a Santa penis right there.
Santa baby.
Santa penis.
Oh, nice.
Slip one under my tree, Santa penis.
So I just went to the...
Watch your ho-ho-ho in me.
I just went to the Icelandic Phallological Museum's website. And first of all, I think it's not set up for a computer because it's looking very large. But...
I'm sorry. That must be the wild penis.
Well, no. Honestly, it's only 4 inches long, but it says it's 12 inches.
But I went to the...
Just zoomed in really close.
I went to the About or the History page, and it said, from a meager personal collection to the only genuine phallus museum in the world, with donations from all over the globe, the Icelandic Phallological Museum is an entirely independent, family-owned establishment, which has become a staple of the Reykjavik tourist experience.
I kind of want to create this in Penrith.
That seems fair. Yeah.
Travel the world. Already, come to Penrith.
There's already a substantial larger number of cocks out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been a registered body donor for quite a while for when I die for science. So I now know where my penis is going. Yeah, the Reykjavik the Phallological Society.
Phallological Society. Uh-huh.
The Phallological.
Phallalalala.
I want to create a dick museum now.
So apparently this museum opened in 1997 with 62 specimens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they in formaldehyde? Do they have pictures?
There are pictures, yes.
Interesting. All right.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, if we ever go to Reykjavik, we're going to check this out. On the DNA, list. It's on the list now.
A lot of DNA comes from Reykjavik. there's such, it's not very varied.
Yeah.
A lot of inbreeding.
All right, so moving on.
But not from in a gross way.
Well, I'm going to say moving on from all the penises.
Not in a West by God, Virginia way or Tasmania. Just, so, sorry.
Moving on from all the penises, but not really. The largest orgy. So number of people in the largest orgy.
Can I ask where it happened? Can I guess where it happened? Do I get bonus points if I can guess where it happened?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All
right. Pendulum 12.
No. So your options are 200 people, 400, 500, or 700.
Oh, jeez. Mate, I was just thinking, like, I think the largest one I've ever been in was about 24, 25 people.
Buddy, I don't think you were invited to this. I don't want to be that guy, but you were.
Oh, we've got a lot. Yeah, we got to. We got to set the bar up a little bit here, don't we?
Well, I mean, yeah, but like, we have to get most of our neighborhood.
So the lowest number was 200?
Yes. Dang. Yes. 2, 4, 5, or 700?
Five. Four. And it was in Japan.
Four.
Now, wait. So is an it depends on how they're classifying an orgy. Oh. Is that just people having sex in the same room?
No, you have to be interacting together.
You have to be interacting.
Like,
but you don't have to interact with everyone.
Right. It doesn't have to be everyone. But everyone has to interact. They all have to be intertwined in some way. Right?
So,
that's what an orgy is.
So they could just all be riding cowgirl and holding hands, and that would count as an orgy.
Oh, my God. This is why we didn't invite him on the first.
This is the logistics of it. Like, I just don't get how 500 people could.
He doesn't listen, and then when
he does
listen.
It might not be 500. It might be only two.
I'm going to go for five.
Oh my gosh.
Is 500 an answer?
Can we tase him? Once again, I know I've already asked this.
You have tased me before, I think.
Okay, so we've got two 500s.
I'm going to go 200 and I'm going to say South Korea.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good answer too.
All right.
My second guess is Vegas.
Okay.
But I'm going to say Japan, somewhere in Japan, like Tokyo.
Amsterdam's probably a good go. One of those boats in the canals. That's a Japanese thing for sure.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City.
I'm glad nobody had liquid in their mouth. So the world record for the largest orgy was back in 2006 when 500
booyah.
Naked, writhing bodies came together in more ways than one for a sex session in Japan.
Oh!
Yes.
Bonus point. Also, did he actually say 500?
He did.
Okay, goddammit.
Did. But you get the bonus point.
And I said Japan as well.
Nah, you waffled around and got there eventually to agree with Bradford. We can replay it and you can listen to it.
Yeah, but I still did say it. Times by three.
According to...
Is that 1,500 points? Like, because
you don't get the bonus point for that.
You don't get a point for every person having sex in the orgy.
Angela said I don't get a bonus point, so I'm on 1,499.
Okay, so since then, the record holders have proven difficult to dethrone. According to Men's Health, Minaj Life's Sin City 8 Sex Festival tried to hold the world's largest orgy
Vegas.
In 2018. Yeah.
We couldn't make it.
They had 375 people.
Yeah, we've tried, but we just couldn't get there.
They didn't have the Aussie contingency. That was the problem. Yeah.
Next time, Minaj.
Okay, so this is an interesting one. I'm not sure I've really even tried to attempt this. The most queefs in 30 seconds.
Wow.
So we have. Are you ready for the numbers?
No, hang on. Say that again.
Judy's updating her Facebook.
She's Googling queef.
What's a queef? I love Queef Latifah.
I wasn't listening. I was trying to find.
She's one of my favorite artists.
When we're in Vegas.
Oh,
there was some
queefing.
No.
She's back on the orgies.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple of people that were body painted. And they had Sin City written on their butts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you think these might be the people?
Well, I've got photos, but I can't find them because something happened about something else.
Queefing.
Right. Queefing. Okay. Queefing. Most queefs in 30 seconds.
Okay.
57, 93,
God damn.
128, and 152.
In how many seconds?
30 seconds.
152 in 30 seconds is not possible.
What's your guess?
What were the choices again? Sorry.
57, 93, 128, 152.
57.
93.
I gotta hate agreeing with that cunt. 93.
Actually, hold on.
I was about to say.
I'm just reading this again. let's make that for 1 minute because the thing says in 30 seconds, but when you read the text, it actually is for a minute. So okay. We'll say in 1 minute, 57, 93, 128, or 152.
I'm going to go 128.
93.
It was a minute.
Steve.
I'm going with them. Yeah. I'm going
128.
Who's okay, 128, Judy? 93. And then Bradford's also 93?
Yeah, I'm a 93 as well.
How many can you do, Jude's?
She is not Queen Laquifa.
Okay, so I'm, and this is why it was confusing, because I'm going to read this, but the thing says the most queefs in 30 seconds, but it's not those numbers. So for everybody out there who does not know what a queef is, I feel like most people probably do, but in short, it's vaginal flatulence. So basically, so the air gets up in there, it has to come out, right? It happens. So it kind of sounds like a fart, you know?
But it's like a sexy fart.
Yeah, sexy fart. So it's just air pressure that's built up and it has to escape. So in 2009, Howard Stern held a queefing championship.
Like that sentence right there.
I actually think I've seen the video for this.
Oh my God.
Abby, the winner, reportedly let 93 queefs go in 1 minute for an average of 3 per second. So it said 30 seconds, but it's, 93 in 1 minute.
How did she do that?
I have no idea.
Did they pump her full of air first, or is she gasping?
No, she was like kind of, gasping for air while she's doing it.
This is the first one of all of these that I actually did know because I saw it. It was on Howard person? Stern.
You were there?
No, I wasn't there in person, but I remember seeing the Howard Stern videos online. It was pretty viral.
The guy that held the microphone time. Looked familiar. Go, Abby, go. Go, Abby, go. Go, queef lightning, you're burning up the quarter. Wow. Queef lightning.
Go, queef lightning. She wants the queef.
She is supreme.
I wish I could do that noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, for all you ASMR people out there.
Jude's still looking for the fucking Sin City app.
Yes, I am.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Are you looking for something to do with all of that extra money you got over the Christmas holiday? Well, you can go to adamandeve.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY and save yourself a little of it to use on something else. That's right. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. You'll get one item at 50% off. You'll get free shipping, 6 videos on demand, and some extra things thrown in your box. They have all kinds of things from butt plugs to dildos and even like sex furniture. Oh, my. That's right. Go to adamandeve.com, use checkout code BYTHEBY, and get one at 50% off.
Do they sell queef counters?
Are you a sexy young man who is looking for a job on a podcast? Well, we are now auditioning for the new gentleman. That's right. If you can pay attention for longer than 30 seconds, orgasm for more than 6 times in a minute, and every time you do come, the neighbors call the cops as you hover off the bed. Well, you too can be the new gentleman. You're being replaced mid-season.
Oof. Mid-season.
Is that like a kick to the balls?
I feel it. I feel it right now. Yeah.
Looking for a game to play with all your friends and family in the new year? Go to CuriousHumansGame.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY. You've heard us brag about this game. You've heard us interview Tyler. You've heard us play it a couple of times. It's an amazing game. Lots of laughs. You can do the Curious Humans space game, the Aussie Humans party game, and they've even got more. The Deviant Humans, Kinky Humans, and a lot, lot more. Use checkout code BYTHEBY for 10% off CuriousHumansGame.com.
All right. This one. Y'all gonna love this one. The largest penis. We're gonna say longest penis erect.
I thought you were gonna say the biggest dick, and I would say he's sitting to my left.
We have 13 inches, 14.5 inches, 17.3 inches, and 19 inches.
Do we have this verified? Because I've seen the picture of the guy who claims it's a penis, and it's not a penis.
Yeah.
What's an inch?
And that's why I will count two, and you'll see why when I read this aloud.
So, honestly, how big do you say you are?
I think I'm... I got to be like 8 inches, I think.
Yeah, so you clearly don't know what an inch is. I'm sorry.
Am I what
it's that much.
I would have said 8 inches. You're right at 8 inches. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the length that you have. It's your girth. It's your.
It's how you use it.
It's Fred. Both.
No, it's your girth. It's
right.
The girth is the issue on you, mate.
Uh huh.
It's like a python.
Like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Yeah.
And so what does 15 inches look like? Is that the biggest one we're talking about? Half of this, he says.
Half of this. Well, buddy, I don't know how to tell you this, but if we've all agreed that you have 8 inches, 15% is twice of you minus the tip.
This is a 15-inch laptop.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that guy's hitting porcelain, isn't he?
Yeah, he's all in the porcelain.
When he sits down to go to the toilet, he's hitting porcelain.
When he's just diverge here for just a second.
Because it's a real problem.
You've been to the States, yes?
Yes.
And you've been to the, have you been to the States? Yeah, you've been to the States. The toilets in the States.
Oh, you'd be hitting water.
Like, it's amazing. Like, I don't have this problem, but so many people, I think, like, their balls are dipping, they're making tea, brown tea.
Oh, yes.
And then, like, if they're long enough, they're also, like, siphoning out, so you're in a circle.
Oh.
Yeah, think about that. Sorry, just saying.
Oh, that's gross.
All right, so let's lock in some votes.
Can we have the answers?
13, 14.5, 17.3, or 19?
17.3.
I'm going to say 17.3, but you said something about two answers. I'm going to say the 19-inch, he can't get fully erect, and it doesn't actually count.
Well, yeah, because he can't, like...
Because there's not enough blood in his body.
He would die.
He would die. But I'm going to say 17.3 is the technically right one erect.
Okay. Gentlemen, Bradford?
I'm going large. We'll go the 19-inch.
I'm going to say 17.3.
Okay. There's a bit of a dispute about who's the true holder of this coveted record.
I wouldn't want that record.
I wouldn't either. For many years, New Yorker Jonah Falcon was considered to have the world's largest penis, clocking in at 9.5 inches flaccid and 13.5 when erect. However, in recent years, a challenger from Mexico has come forth named Roberto Esquivel Cabrera, who claims to be the proud owner of a 19-incher. I could not see where that was verified. So that's why I would count 13.5 or the 19.
So I've seen videos of him walking around. He refuses to show it, but he walks around in pants. It's like, it clearly looks like a...
Does he have like a high-pitched voice? Wouldn't it be pulling on his vocal cords at that point?
Yeah. He feeds himself with it like an elephant.
He puts on his own. He ties up his shoes.
We should watch him paint pictures with it.
Ooh, like Picasso.
Yeah, Picasso,
yeah.
All right. So the answer was
19.
Is 19 technically, but I would also have counted the 13, 13 and a half. Yeah.
That's by three.
But nobody has ever seen it erect. And Angela said erect. So I say we can't count that.
But it's there, part of the answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, part of the wrong answer with no verifiable proof.
You're still getting a point as well.
I'm not. I picked the one. I picked.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're still on zero. I'm on three.
please send your CVs to atomsoflove@gmail.com.
All right, next up.
Include a headshot.
Next up, world's longest kiss.
Well, okay. There was that long kiss goodnight.
I hate that I laughed at that. I really hate myself a lot.
We have 46 hours, 27 minutes, 11 seconds, 51 hours, 23 minutes, 30 seconds, 58 hours, 35 minutes, 58 seconds, 67 hours, 43 minutes, and 5 seconds.
Oh, man.
I'll lock him B, thanks, Eddie.
See, 58, 58, whatever it was. Because you imagine like you're 2 seconds away from the next number and you're like, God damn it, if we'd only held that for 2 more seconds.
I'm going to go in A, 46 hours, not quite 2 days.
Yeah, I think the lowest one. Is that A? Yeah, that's 46? Yep. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Yes, Pippin, you're right.
Pippin's like, whoa, that's a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Pippin's like, I'll lick you for 46 hours.
Do they just sort of like intravenously shoot in mouthwash?
No, they get like 5 minutes every hour, I think, to do a break.
Oh, well, that's not the longest kiss. Sorry, that's just, no. If you're going to kiss, you got to do it the whole time, in my opinion.
How long do you think the longest 69 would be?
Can I actually just give you the answer before we go down this tangent?
12 seconds?
12 seconds?
That seems long for me.
Yeah.
So this says, according to Guinness, which I couldn't find it on their website, but again...
Why would they tell this?
But I'm not sure that everything's on the website, to be honest. The longest kiss on record lasted a staggering 58 hours, yes. 35 minutes, and 58 seconds. Thailand's own, totally going to butcher these names, Ekachai Tirunarat and Laksana Tirunarat, they completed the smooch at an event organized by Ripley's Believe It or Not in Pattaya, Thailand in 2013.
Believe it or not, we're kissing for days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's smooching.
Sorry. Smooching for days.
Yes.
Like, what they count as, like, do they just push lips up or is there tongue action? Because tongue action first.
That's exhausting.
That's exhausting.
You gotta have a strong tongue.
Yeah.
Work out, what was right?
It 58 hours or something?
Yeah, 58 hours. 35 minutes and 58 seconds.
Damn.
Yeah.
Were you allowed, like, if you're allowed to fall asleep, but I still have to be making out with you while you're sleeping?
It's like, okay, you're only gonna sleep. Yeah, now.
Yeah. Like, wake up.
You mean Tuesday night?
Yes, I mean Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bet that it's just lips touching.
Yeah.
Is considered kissing. And so you just get a bit of head wrap and wrap your heads together.
Bandage.
Put your lips together, go to sleep. You'll be fine.
So then it's kind of like human centipede, but in reverse.
The much safer, cleaner version of human centipede.
You want me to eat the vanilla bean or the squid?
That's a different kind of smooching, isn't it? Wow. That's still impressive for a couple to sit there for 58 hours.
But even the smallest number was way too long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to spend that kind of uninterrupted time with Angela, period.
Agreed. I don't want to be with myself that long.
Like, and I'm done.
Is it because of the voices or?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I need to go to sleepies.
I wonder if they both had like, you know, YouTube going on in the background so they could watch something while they were doing that.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. They were both wearing Google Glass.
Yeah. They were watching the gangbang. Actually, the 500 people gangbang.
What a lot of people don't realize is they were listening to By the By.
Five orgy beds. That's what stopped them from getting to 60 hours, I bet you.
I just checked myself out.
Next up, we have the longest ejaculation by distance.
By distance? Okay, I'm curious about this one.
We were going to do this in Queensland as a competition. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Also, I'm giving this to you in feet and inches. I'm not translating it to centimeters, meters. I'm not doing any of that shit.
Just losers.
Yeah. I did it before. I'm not doing it now. Okay, so longest ejaculation by distance. We have 5 feet, 2 inches.
Alexa, shut up.
No one likes a know-it-all, Alexa.
So 5 feet, 2 inches.
Yes.
Or an Angela.
Right, right. 11 foot, 5 inches.
11 feet.
Or a Kobe.
18 feet, 9 inches.
There's no way.
Or Judy standing on a Bradford.
Like,
25 feet, 1 inch.
Or the gentleman's penis.
So
now, okay, I have a. Now, what if I was to masturbate off the top of a tall building?
Oh,
no, I'm sure it's distance. I'm sure it's against flat surface.
So it's got to be flat surface.
Yeah. Also, are you so allowed to pinch the end like a hose?
Yeah,
oh, you could probably do whatever you want as long as you were.
Yeah, I can beat 5 feet pinching the end with a hose.
I've done more than 5 feet myself. Five feet. Yeah. Yeah.
I beat off 5 feet.
And you've just proven that Americans will use anything but the metric system, Bradford.
Yeah, that's true. Times by 32.
Well, you know, the largest of the American battleships in World War II, a lot of people don't realize this, but it was 60 cum shots. It had, it did have 3.6 million queefs. It was a very powerful ship.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why we won. That's how we won the war.
What were the options again?
5 foot two, 11 foot 5 inches.
It's a massive jump from 5 foot to 11 foot.
18.9 and then 25.1.
I'm going 18.9.
I'm
going
to go 11. Yeah, like, I don't even think that's possible.
B. Okay.
C.
I'm going to go 18.9, and if it is B, I'm going to give that a challenge.
I'm going to give it a go.
Hell yeah. It's only 12 feet. I reckon I could do that. I know I've done more than feet. Six.
I reckon I'm going to struggle at 5.
Because our bed's more than 6.
Although
I hit the wall from the back of the bed.
Yeah. Exactly. Been there, done that.
So this is...
We still have a splooge mark on our wall from this one laying there. Like, I've just been too lazy to wipe it up, and we're going to paint the apartment anyway.
Yeah, I remember that when I saw it coming, I had to dodge it to the left.
Whoa!
Okay, so I'm going to read this as it was written from the article that I pulled this from, okay?
Okay.
I also think this one could be up for a potential record, right? So if anybody's interested in shooting for a record.
Nice. How many shots do we get?
So this is what it says, and listen to the end.
Okay.
The official number on record is 18 feet 9 inches.
Fuck off.
Reportedly spewed from an American man by the name.
What a verb. What a beautiful, beautiful verb.
Can I finish, please?
Sorry.
That's what he said.
I'm so sorry.
From an American man by the name of Horst Schultz. However, according to a recent Mel magazine article, these numbers are completely unsubstantiated. It's not even clear if this Horst Schultz character is a real person or just an urban legend. An abominable sperm man, if you will. I love whoever wrote this. It's great. Whether or not he and his record are legit, the lore of Schultz's ejaculate has inspired one anonymous 35-year-old North Hollywood man to shoot for the stars, or at least the other side of the room. The man whom Mel magazine called Matthew is nothing if not dedicated to his craft. His training has whipped his pelvic floor into prime shape through various exercises. He's also employed electrical muscle stimulation machines that work via anal probe. To date, Matthew has passed the 5 foot mark with his sperm. When he reaches 6, he reportedly plans to contact the Guinness Book of World Records to finally set the record straight. Far out, dude. So if the longest verified is 5 feet, this 18 feet, 9 inches is unverified, then I feel like if one of y'all can do well over 5-6 feet, which I think you absolutely can, see who can go the furthest. Let's get this like verified. Let's get you in Guinness World Records.
Yeah. How do we do?
All right, everyone, we'll be back shortly.
Yeah.
Wait,
next week.
So I think this one is ripe for the taking.
Yeah.
I need some time to build up. Or prepare, I don't know.
I think they call it seeding.
All right, so the next one is also related. It is the greatest speed of ejaculation.
The greatest, okay.
Because the greatest.
Is that, so I know how they test this. They just shoot off, you jerk off in front of a red light camera.
Yeah. I was doing it once, and as I was ejaculating, this car drove by, which completely unsubstantial. Anyway, I shot off at 75 kilometers an hour. Car ran. It was lucky it was there. They saw it. They verified.
Yeah. So this is in miles per hour. I'm not translating the kilometers. Sorry. 18.3 miles per hour, 26.9, 33.8, or 42.7 miles per hour?
B.
I reckon 47.
That's not an option.
Well, what was the last one?
42.7.
42, that one.
Okay, I'll go B with B Ford.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go there too. That was 28
something.
Yeah,
but it's like something. A 26.9. Sneeze come out at 200 something kilometres an hour. So
yeah, sneezes are much faster than cum.
Yeah, right? How often do you cum and have you ever, Angela off?
Oh, have you ever sneezed while you're coming?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the secret to the 18 feet for the shooting.
Yeah.
Sneeze right
sneeze
as you come.
Sneeze while you're coming. What?
You might be onto something.
whilst Bradford's squeezing, he has to be sneezing. Yeah,
but then I won't know where to put the tissue paper. Up top or down low?
Go, go, go.
Just as a side note, I've got a new record. Like, have somebody come in your ass and then sneeze as you're ejaculating and see how far the distance goes between. What is the maximum distance? And then in 10 years, somebody will be podcasting about it and they'll be talking about us.
Sorry. Okay, I gotta collect myself. Hold on. This is another record reportedly held by Mr. Schultz of ejaculation legend. If the numbers are correct, he is responsible for a jet stream of semen traveling at 42.7 miles per hour.
Times by three.
Gonna minus it by like 75% at the end.
But wait, this guy's not, he's a mythical creature.
It's reported, right? So this is. Again, this
has
just,
anybody seen it? Not Yeti.
See, he's called the legendary ejaculator. Is that? Yeah, I want that on my. I want that on my tombstone. Yeah.
Does he call him that? Do you think his mom calls him that?
Well, he's hung like a horsed.
That sounds like a self-made nickname. That one, like,
yes. Please call me. This is my nickname. Who calls you that? Me. That's why I am the world's greatest podcaster.
All right, so the next one we have up, a little different track here. The most, I love the way this is worded, the most prolific mother.
I'm sorry. So the lady who had the most babies by the most number of guys.
The most children, just most children.
Oh, most children.
Octomom.
How many children?
Okay.
No, not even close.
I'm going to say too many.
42.
Yep, too many.
57. 69, 84.
Did she come over on the Mayflower? Like, can we get a year at
least? Is this related to the queefing question?
18th century.
Okay, good. 18th century. I'm okay with that.
18th century. Oh, yeah. Well, Jesus.
1700. No, Jesus was long before that. And Mary only had a couple? I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And one of them wasn't hers. I don't
know. What was the... What were the...
42, 57, 69, 84. Oh.
57.
I agree, 57. How many of them lived is the question.
Mm. Well, no, it doesn't matter if they lived or not. It's just how many babies.
Yeah. I know, but I'm kind of curious to how many of them lived.
I like 57, and I think that's sensible, but this is a game show, and we don't want no winners, so I'm going 69, baby.
I was
going
to go 69, too. Yeah, I'm going to go 69 as well.
I'm going to say her last name was Heinz, and it was that's where Heinz 57 came from.
There's an option. Oh, my God.
They actually pureed one of the last ones. It's like, we don't have time for this.
Oh.
This is Heinz 57, or as we were going to call him, Leroy.
So we have two at 57 and two at 69.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So I'm sorry. Just as a side note as well, Angela created this question. So that's the question.
I didn't create the question.
No. But I found Angela came up with the wrong answers, right? So do we look at 69 and go, well, that's a funny coincidence? Or do we go, Angela's a dirty, dirty little minx.
No, I think it's a coincidence. No. I think 69 has born out of something.
What we do is we look at 69 like we always do and go,
take it for 12 seconds, just like this mom did.
The wife of Fyodor Vasilyev, a peasant from Russia, pardon my Russian.
That's the guy who invented Vaseline, I think.
Yeah, I think
for his wife.
Probably.
That's how the baby slid out so quickly.
Broke the world record by giving birth to 69 children
yes.
in the 18th century. It included 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, 4 sets of quadruplets.
4 sets of quadruplets.
Talk about like letting some eggs go.
5 orgy beds.
The man then had another 18 children with his second wife.
Oh,
so he had a total of 87. 84 of them lived, according to reports. Only 3 were buried.
Well,
that's more amazing.
That's out of that era, an incredible number of survival.
Yeah, that's huge survival rate, especially for twins and triplets and quadruplets and things. Yeah. Like that's pretty impressive.
Wow. I don't. Wow.
I mean, at the end, they were taking an Uber out.
Only three were buried.
Yeah. Out of the guys, so that includes the 18 he had with another wife. I don't know how many from which wife.
Well, what happened to them after they died?
Well, they buried them.
No, you said only 3 were buried.
84
survivors
lived.
Don't get buried.
No, I know, but at some point, didn't they die?
Well, I think they mean when they were
zombies.
I think they mean like still when they were. The I think they mean stillborn or shortly after, or like they didn't make it into childhood.
That makes better sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
They don't bury the survivors.
No, I think they mean they didn't. Yeah, make it into childhood.
Sorry, I'm sleepies.
Okay. All right, we have...
It's 9 o'clock, it's not sleepy's time.
Thank God for bloody condoms now, right?
Yeah, for reals.
And vasectomies.
And vasectomies, yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, oldest prostitute.
Did we already go through this?
No, we had the oldest twin sex worker.
Yeah, we had the oldest twin sex worker.
One would think that the oldest prostitute's older.
Oh, I don't remember how old the twins were. God damn it.
Taking
notes this whole
time. Weren't they 81 or something?
70.
Was it? Yeah, 70.
Oh, 70.
Attention.
Oldest prostitute. We have 73, 76, 85, or 92 years.
92.
85.
76.
Trombones led the big parade.
And Kobe, what are you
going? I'm going to go 95 as well.
All right.
I said 92.
92.
All right there, gentlemen.
Contagious. See how easy it is?
Sheila Vogel Koop is known as the oldest prostitute in Britain, maybe the oldest in the world. She was still working at 85 years old in 2014.
Booyah.
She asked for 250 euros an hour. She started working only 4 years before that when her second husband died. She felt lonely and loved sex, so she decided to turn it into a business. She meets 10 customers every week and says that she knows that she's very sexy and loves how they see something special in her. Aww. She still wears a miniskirt and suspenders with black patent heels and doesn't want to give up.
Her superannuation obviously wasn't very big.
Also... Is she still alive?
I don't know. Let me do a very quick
search. 92, if she, I'm just going to say, 92 is correct. Actually, 93 would be the more correct answer.
She's taking bookings?
Yes.
Is that teeth or no teeth?
Oh, Bradford.
What?
She died in November of 2022.
Ooh. Oh, but that was, she was 92. So
a year ago she died, yeah.
And she was still 92.
So
she was doing what she loved.
Yeah.
She's taking bookings?
Bless her heart.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry on the gentleman's behalf.
The views of the gentleman are not those of By the By.
I do not represent those of By the By. Dude, that's disgusting. You're a monster.
Also, if she was 85 in 2014, then 2022 she would have been 93. So, yeah. Are you okay over there?
No, I think he's rebooting. Hang on. He's doing that thing that he's queefing from the mouth. He's mouth queefing.
I bet you that's hurting his balls.
Oh, I'm all sweaty now.
It's called sin.
Okay.
All right.
This one's a good one.
All right.
The world's strongest vagina. So it's how much weight.
Sit your ass back down.
I got nothing.
She's like, I'm cracking walnuts with this thing.
It's how much weight can be lifted or held by a vagina. Okay?
Okay.
We'll talk about how this happens.
I want to see him crack a walnut. That's what I want to see.
Are you ready? 22 pounds. 31 pounds. 44 pounds and 51 pounds.
Wait, are we asking how many pounds a vagina can take?
Uh,
Can we ban him, please?
Oh, this is why we're taking applications. I'm sorry, but picture this. You're a mother, and you don't have a Christmas gift for your child. So you stand on two chairs and get a tire swing, clamp it into your vagina. And on Christmas morning, your toddler is swinging via your vagina and two chairs. Oh, holy crap. I'm swinging from Mos Coochie. I just hope it doesn't start snowing on the little fella.
Oh. All right, what are our votes? What are we going to lock
and
in?
Then she drops you and queefs you. And now your hair's dry. I'm sorry.
22, 31, 44, 51.
31.
41.
44. 44, okay.
51.
All right.
44.
Because Judy carries Kobe around all the time.
With her vagina?
Yeah.
She rides him like a motorcycle. But he ain't got no wheels. She walks like the Duke. He's hanging there by his penis, dragging his hair. Like, where'd that bald spot come from? It's not a bald spot. It's wore down.
Get fucked.
Okay, in 2009, Tatiana Koshevnikova set the unofficial record for vaginal weightlifting when she lifted a stunning 31 pounds, 14 kilograms, with her lady.
Times five.
So Tatiana inserted a wooden egg into her vagina, attached a 14-kilogram dumbbell to the egg, and then lifted the weight off the floor.
That's a lot.
Apparently, she uses a Kegel movement to contract her muscles around the egg to keep the eggs in place, and then she lifts. The Russian mom of two claims it took her 20 years of exercise to get her vagina powerful enough. So there's the answer.
There you go. I'm not throwing any stereotypes out there, but Russia has always had a great steroids program in athletics.
So can you imagine, though, you're like, I'm sorry, I said I wasn't into water sports. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm making you lemonade. First you squeeze the lemons. I just need to know what the average vulva vagina owner can lift. Like, what is the average? So ladies, drop your dacks. Angela, go get the weights from downstairs.
What do you lift,
gentlemen,
bro?
Gentlemen, an egg. I need to know.
How much can you curl?
Yeah. How much can your vag curl? I mean, this is important stuff.
What do you lift?
What do you lift?
What do you lift?
With my arms or with my cunt?
Oh, jeez. Wow.
That's also.
I want to see
for
that.
Her for having a hobby after having kids.
I'm just thinking, like, how much weight do you reckon I could lift with my balls?
None. You can support a lot of weight with your balls, but you're not lifting it with your balls.
You can't lift
it. Which is balls. Where it, well, that, you can lift it with a vagina, with the Kegel muscles.
It's got the muscles.
Surely she'd be like in a squatting position lifting up.
Yeah, but she's holding on to it with her vagina.
So you'd have to wrap it around your balls. I know you'd like that, but you'd have to wrap it around your balls and let it sit there. Yeah.
Right.
It's a difference.
And then
you're not supporting it.
And throw them over your shoulder or whatever.
Like a regimental soldier.
Yeah.
Do your balls.
So I don't know what the average is, you know, but there are like Kegel toys. There are toys that you can use to like strengthen your Kegel muscles and stuff like that. So surely somewhere in there it translates somehow, possibly. I don't know. But yeah.
I need to know this.
Looks like we're going to have to get them out.
We're going to have to do some research and find out. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm disappointing you ladies. Work out.
Stay tuned. Well, we don't.
That's what we're saying to your vagina. Stay tuned.
Toned.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Thanks, Jude.
Yeah. All right. So this one was technically on the list. I think it's kind of dumb, but we're going to go with it anyway. The world's most powerful sex toy. We all know what it is, right?
Jackhammer.
Sibian. Right? Yeah. So Sibian. The question is then, like, how strong is it? So we've got...
how many horsepower?
Yeah, so we've got a quarter horsepower, 70 pounds of torque, a third horsepower, 85 pounds of torque, a third horsepower, 92 pounds of torque, and half horsepower, 101 pounds of torque. I think it's kind of a dumb question, to be honest.
It is a dumb question because, like, the Violet Wonder or something like that, it would be more powerful, wouldn't it?
No.
Well, voltage, isn't it?
Voltage,
yeah. We're talking about horsepower, though.
Horsepower.
So I'll just give this one to you. It's a quarter horsepower, 70 pounds of torque is what it is. But yes, it's a Sibian. Yeah.
Times three.
Times five.
All right, last one. Are we ready for the last one?
Yeah. Yep.
So this one, I'm pretty sure everyone here probably will know the answer if they've been paying attention to Discord this week.
Shit. Judy's like, what's a Discord?
Judy's all over it.
It was also on, I saw a news article about it today in my news, so it's been around because it's Christmas season. The sex position that breaks the most penises.
Oh.
We have doggy, upstanding citizen, reverse cowgirl, or the chairman.
Okay.
What's what channel was that in?
Are you going to Discord now?
If you'd like to join our Discord, all you have to do is support us at any level on www.patreon.com/bythepiepodcast.
Kobe, Judy, can we have a display of what these positions are, please?
Okay, so doggy style.
Is doggy, is the way that Pippin
humps. I get doggy. Is the way that Pippin humps my leg.
Right, so you've got one person on all fours and one person behind, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the upstanding citizen is where he's standing and holding her. So she's got her legs wrapped around him, bouncing on him.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And then reverse cowgirl is where he's laying down and she's facing away from him, bouncing on him. And yes, Kobe and Judy are demonstrating here. And then we have the chairman where he's sitting on a chair. She's got her back to him, sitting in his lap, bouncing up and down.
Oh, I thought that's what we just did. Sorry, I thought the chairman was where he touched her inappropriately and then didn't pay her what she was worth. Jesus. Sorry, that's the CEO.
Yes. That's the Weinstein.
The Musk.
Okay.
The upstanding...
I think the upstanding citizen is the most likely.
I'm going to say reverse cowgirl.
I've done that the least.
No. Upstanding citizen and the chair one require a certain amount of athletic ability and size, and I think doggy's more common, so it's a volume and a percentage, so I'm going to go doggy just because I think more people do it, leading to more breaks.
I reckon reverse cowgirl.
The article that I read that was up on this said cowgirl, but not reverse cowgirl. So I'm going to question the question because also in the article they've referred to doggy style. However, What's the Neil deGrasse Tyson said that in space, reverse cowgirl and doggy style are the same. So I'm going to go reverse cowgirl.
Right. So we're deferring to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
On this podcast.
Yeah, we are.
That's awesome. Yeah. And if they're the same, it means doggy's right too.
Yeah, that's correct. I'll accept that.
I'm going to go reverse cowgirl.
Only because
not,
I argue.
No, not because of that. Because
I thought you said upstanding citizen.
Because he wants to.
I'm gonna go for the reverse cowgirl because I think that actually I've almost had my penis snapped in that position.
Okay.
By Angela?
No.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
No, Angela doesn't break her toys.
That's true. I don't. The answer is reverse cowgirl. And it is like it's often said because like you're not looking, right? So you don't have the eye contact, you're not face to face, and it's easy to get out of rhythm. And yeah,
I think
so.
Also,
I'm glad that I was
also,
if, that right.
if also a lot of people are doing that very excitedly,
yes,
so.
But also, I think if you're the penis owner,
I think if and the gentleman person riding on top gets minus 20,
I agree, yeah.
Well, I'd still be in front,
not in reverse cowgirl, you wouldn't, yeah,
that's true. Not in space, apparently. Yes, I've almost had mine snapped. Because the woman was on top of me doing reverse cowgirl, and then when she was finished, she sort of like because my legs were open a little bit, and then she sort of slid down the front, but I was still inside her. Yeah, so I think that's.
So when I was in college, I had sat down for my computer science level 2 class, and this fellow sat in front of me and. I'd had a class with him before, so we had had at least a conversation. So he sat down in front of me and turned around and goes, I think I broke my penis last night. And like, we weren't that kind of friends, but like he said, it's like, Bradford, I think I broke my penis last night. And I was like, cool. Because I had not yet had sex. Like that sounds awful. And then he described it was reverse cowgirl and basically, she wasn't paying attention, broke it.
Yeah.
And, so fast forward to like 3 months later, and he turns around to me and goes, my penis still isn't straight. And I was like, cool. Neither is mine.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently he had a permanent bend in it after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he didn't go to the doctor. Of course not.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Because, you know, yeah. When you're in college, what are you going to do? I broke my penis? Yeah,
yeah,
look. It's,
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so.
I swear it with another person. Sure it was, buddy.
Also, can you find a conditioner bottle?
Okay, so totaling up here.
Noting that the gentleman's ultimately doesn't count.
Ultimately, the gentleman does not count. He came in round three, but I will give you your total.
Typical gentleman. He comes in round three.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you your total as well, though.
Okay.
So Kobe has 16 correct answers.
Do you know how many questions there were in total?
Hold on, I'll tell you.
Sorry. I just want to know, like, on a on an alphabetical.
Do we get 1 point each, like, per answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's six. Well, there must have been 16 questions because Kobe got them all right.
You don't have to suck up to him.
He always gets them right.
No. Not this sort of trivia.
There were no flag questions.
Yeah.
Where are the flags?
What year was the was doggy style invented? He didn't come up with that one either.
So, surprisingly, 2 years before dogs were evolved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so total number of questions is 43.
Okay. 16 out of 43, that's respectable.
Uh-huh. Judy got 11.
That's... answer.
No, it was 11 answers.
Bradford got 10.
Oh,
boom. Boom.
Gentleman got 9.
Times by 3. Times by 3, times by 3.
You can't exactly times it by 3 because the second set, I think, was the smallest set. But anyway, so yeah, so 43
hey, I didn't lose.
Total.
Suck it, gentlemen.
16, 11.
Oh, 10, now you want to replace me, huh?
Yeah. So, Kobe, you're a clear winner here.
You're the clear winner.
You know your sex trivia.
Woohoo!
Well done, Cobes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Dirty fucker knows all those things.
Or good guesser, one or the other. I don't know.
Start reading other books, man.
All right, so that's all that I could find.
Well, that's going to – I think that's left us with a few challenges, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Agreed.
I think that we can definitely beat the five-foot ejaculate distance.
No. Guinness like to do those, like you can have 919 people at a gangbang or 10,000 people married or whatever. So maybe we've just got to go for the first – trio that ejaculate over 6 foot each. Ooh, at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, one might be broken, 18 combined feet. Or like a relay team. When you hit me, then I go.
So we've got to run to where you're.
Run to where you are.
And then go again.
What if we did a thing where it's like the most number of strokes it takes to ejaculate or the least number?
That's just called
strokes.
That's just a soggy sayo. That's what that is.
Okay, we got you pegged on the longest.
16 years and 3 days later.
Still stroking it out.
Yeah, so there you go. Hope you learned something. And,
thank you, Angela.
And I've learned that, yeah, we have some records to break here. I think we can do this.
Yeah, yeah. And I just like that, that there's a guy there that's like, yeah, yeah, my dick's 15 inches long. They're like, yeah, show it to me. Oh, no, I'm busy right now.
Yeah, that's a little sus.
I'm shy.
Yeah.
Like, of course that one's got a second answer.
Sorry, it's in my other pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And how do they measure the speed of the ejaculate? These questions are going to keep me up at night.
Okay, so.
Do they shoot it into a fan wheel or something like that?
No. So the way you would do that is with a high-speed camera,
uh-huh.
And then you have a measured grid here, and so you know the distance between each grid, line on the grid, and then you know the speed of the camera. So you can measure T0 the first time you see the ejaculate appear in the image, and then you measure the distance on the second frame because you know how many seconds or parts of a second and it traveled, and then you do the math.
Speed over distance, yeah, fair enough.
And that's the very scientific answer. But have you ever been to the arcade or the science fair where you get the ball and you throw it at the wall and it tells you how fast it is?
Yes.
That's a much more fun way.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get kicked out of time zone.
That could be distance and speed.
Time zone is the value. But think of the tickets you'll get.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, folks at home, what records do you hold? What records do you wish you could hold? What records do you want to try out for? to all this and more in future episodes. Thank you all very much for listening. Thank you to Kobe and Judy for participating in all three of this wonderful trilogy. Thank you for the gentlemen for showing up as the Ewoks do in the last movie and making it all about you. We love you guys, and a very special thank you to Angela for doing all of this research that none of the rest of us wanted to do.
I just want to say thank you to everybody out in podcast land for hanging in there through all this and hope you had a few laughs.
You can email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Reach out to us on any of our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on both Instagram and Facebook, or you can go to our website, www.bytheby.com or www.bytheby.com.au, and reach out to us via the submissions page under contact. We will see you next week. Have a wonderful, happy new year. Next time we speak to you, it'll be 2024.
Oh, yes.
And, excellent.
Yeah. So happy new year. Make resolutions that you intend to break, and then you won't be disappointed.
Yeah. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.